Get over it. It feels like that's what the world is implicitly telling you every day, doesn't it? There's no time to process anything or to really feel all of your emotions. No, there's always that looming assignment, the upcoming deadline. Maybe your job is at risk because of the pandemic. So you do your best. You drag yourself to work or to class, and you put on a performance. When they carefully venture to ask how you're doing, you smile and say you're getting better with each day. After all, that's what they want to hear when they ask, right? Maybe someone asks you to hang out, like on a Zoom call or on Discord, and you're grateful, so you say yes. You even debate with yourself if you should cancel or not. You don't know if you can pluck up the courage to be cheerful, even for an hour. And if you end up doing it, it's a nice distraction for a brief time. While you were pretending to be okay, things really did feel okay. But you know the heartbreak of being alone, even if other people are around, and realizing that it's still there. Those feelings or memories you'd managed to forget about. Once you're alone, it all comes rushing back. And you feel like you're back at square one. Look, I can't know exactly what it is you're going through, but at the very least, I want to tell you that you don't have to get over anything. Some shit stays with you. It can change forms and grow deeper or become lighter. Some days it's small and doesn't affect you at all, but other days it's all-encompassing, and you have to look it in the face. The truth is, not everything can be completely conquered or resolved. And we both know that's not fair, but I think it's much more unfair to ourselves to keep imagining and hoping for that one day when this thing will magically disappear for good and finally it'll be completely behind us. Healing is not a linear process. It's okay to have your good days and your bad days. When it comes back, it doesn't mean that you've lost all the progress you made. The growth you experienced doesn't disappear because you're struggling again. It just means that this stuff is hard. Really hard. So it's okay to take it slow. I sincerely hope that those around you understand and give you the space to heal on your own terms. But even if they don't, please allow yourself to do that, okay? It's okay to feel like it's all too much today. It's okay to fuck up along the way, too. Just please promise me you'll forgive yourself enough to keep trying. I know what it's like to wish and wish for a one-size-fits-all solution to this. These are hard times. A pandemic? Who even knows how to deal with that? Honestly, if I could, I'd still want to just make it all disappear. Unfortunately, that isn't how it works. But you know what? I think you and I will learn to live with it, whatever it may be. It's going to take a lot of trial and error and patience and compassion for ourselves. We'll lose sight of ourselves sometimes and we'll feel defeated a lot of the time. It's not always going to be forward moving. I'm sorry there's not much of an optimistic end to this, but I also don't want to downplay how difficult this is. I suppose I'll leave it at this. There may not be a final boss that you can claim victory over, but I hope you'll find the small victories. I hope that at the very least it will become more bearable, and I hope that you know you're not alone, babe.